Each course unit has a discussion forum. We also have two general purpose forums. On this video, I will explain the forums, their purpose, and what kind of post things you should write to the forums and how. So let's take a look at the forums and their purpose. The general idea of a forum for the units is that it allows us to do communication in an asynchronous way throughout the three-week unit. So you can post questions, post comments, and other students and I will respond whenever we have time. So this is a way of discussion and keeping the introduction going for the entire duration of the three-week unit, even if we don't meet all the time. The two general purpose units are announcements, and this is basically just for me. You can't post, and this goes to everybody. It's basically like a mailing list. I'll write when I release grades or if there's something really important that you should be paying attention to. Then we have general discussions, which is any questions, any comments, not specifically related to any particular unit. Then each unit specific forum is something where you need to post, and this is going to be graded. So this is a part of your course completion. The forum typically opens a couple of days into the unit. I will open the forum by doing an initial post. The initial post gives you a task that you need to do, and then you need to write your own posting according to the instructions that I write in that opening post. To complete this forum, you need to create a post or reply to somebody else's post. I will grade every post that you do, and the best one is the one that determines your grade. So if you do, if you are not sure if you should post, if you don't have any really insightful things to say, just go ahead and post, because posting can only increase your grade. If you do one great post and 10 crappy ones, only the one great one counts. Then I would prefer to have this forum to be more of a discussion between participants and me instead of being a questions and answers forum. It is very easy for you just to ask questions and then me answer the questions, but that takes a lot of my time. And also another thing is that when you try to answer questions that other people write, that is a very good way for you to learn. So I encourage you to try to respond to the questions that others have posted, or if someone posts something that they say they think is good and you disagree, you think it's bad, write it out. We get different perspectives, we get more rich discussions. So the idea here is not just to be like questions and answers, but to have discussions, debates, and so on. Let's take a look at the mechanics of writing a post, because we will be posting a code to the forum almost certainly. And you might want to post figures and other things. So a good post with code looks like this. There are a couple of important features when you post code. So the code should be formatted. So you can see here that the code is using different font. It makes it more readable when you have this monospaced font, and I'll show you on the next slide how you do it. It should be fully reproducible. So if you have a chunk of code that you post, this is R. Anyone can just take this, copy-paste this to RStudio, run it, and it produces the same result on every computer. The same with data. Make your code reproducible. If you generate random numbers, include the random number generation into the code. If you load a dataset, preferably load the dataset from internet so that the first line will just load the data from whatever link you provide and others can run it. It is very frustrating to get code that students says that the code does not work or it produces an unexpected answer. And then when I try to run the code, I don't get the result. That just wastes everyone's time. Preferably commented. So this is not a good example for because it does not have any comments. But if your code is more than trivial length, if you have more than five lines or something like that, add comments like you would do in a proper data analysis project. This is just a simple demonstration that I did to produce some figures. So for that reason, it does not have any comments. Then use attachments if necessary. If your code is longer than what can fit into one screen, it might make sense to post it also as an attachment. But don't post full answers. If you have a data analysis assignment which has 10 parts and you have problems with one part, just post that part. Don't post everything, because we don't want to give you don't want to give other students the answers. The idea is that that you get to ask questions, but you don't give out too much information that might ruin the assignment for others. How do you format the code? The editor here, this is the default editor, which you can change in your settings, contains this this A symbol here, which allows you to choose the style. I recommend that you use headings for larger posts, but for the code, the pre-formatted style here is the one that you should be using. So the pre-formatted style makes it monospaced, and that makes it just more readable because all the characters are the same width. Another way of formatting the post, if you are more technically oriented, is to open the advanced editor from this symbol or advanced options. And then there is this button here that allows you to directly edit the HTML code. So if you know HTML tags, then this is a nice way of cleaning up a messy post. This is not required, but I use this quite often. Particularly if I copy paste from Word, I get all kinds of formatting. So this is it's easier to use this to clean it up. Now, you can also include figures. And if your code produces a figure, make sure that you include the figure there, because it's easier to discuss. Everyone sees the figure. And if we have, let's say, 15 participants on the course, we want to discuss a figure, then everyone needs to run the code to get the figure if you don't post it. So whenever your question is about the figure and your code produces a figure, then the figure should be posted. It's easy with the post editor. Final thing about posts is how you write them. So write in complete and grammatically correct sentences. It is very frustrating and it wastes a lot of time if I will need to ask you to clarify your points. If I don't understand what you write, then you just wasted everyone's time. Not only yours, not only mine, but also all the other fellow students. So writing complete and grammatically correct sentences makes our life a lot easier. You spend a bit more time, but it saves time for everybody else. Then write full paragraphs. Instead of writing like single sentences like you would do notes, write full paragraphs like you would do in a paper that is submitted for grading or an article that will be submitted for review. And keep the paragraphs short. So short paragraphs is one virtue of clean writing style. Proofread if needed. If you write your post quickly, print it out and or take a cup of coffee, come back and read it. If you have problems with getting your message through. Quite often, proofreading makes a big difference. For example, when I review papers, even if I don't sign them with my name, I will proofread them. I think that's a favor to the authors. It doesn't take much of my time, and it ensures that I get my point across, and communication works better just when it's done in a proper form. So this is about forums, and looking forward to the discussions that we can have there.